polio surveillance. Irvin Dowser. To exclude the presence of polio viruses, the RIVM does two types of surveillance. In clinical surveillance, we examine sick people's stools for polio and enteroviruses. In environmental surveillance, we examine sewage. We look specifically for polio, as it may cause great problems, and in the Netherlands, there's still a risk group in the Bible Belt. Here, fewer people are vaccinated, so this calls for special attention. Kimberly Benschop. On the clinical side, we concentrate on laboratory diagnostics. If they find a positive faeces sample, it's submitted to us. We determine whether it's a polio virus or a polio-related virus. We look at both, as the latter can cause severe symptoms too. It's important to monitor those viruses as well. Polio and enteroviruses are typically viruses of which only a few will cause severe disease. There may be 100 people living near the sewer who excrete the virus, so it can be detected. In this manner, we can detect the virus before disease breaks out and subsequently take measures. We actually scoop up some water from a well and pour it into a container, which we concentrate in a laboratory. With classical virological methods like cultivation and very new methods like real-time PCR and next-generation sequencing, we have a look at what's in the sewage sample. On-screen text. More information, www.rivm.nl/polio.